lady has a visitor. The first lady has a visitor. That's the title of this message. We're talking about dreams, visions, hypnosis, and visitations. We're back now in the third chapter of the book of Genesis. We have another lady, the first lady actually, that has a visitor, a visitation. But this visitation is, as you will find out, is not very good. This caused us forever trouble, the whole human race. Let's go back up into the second chapter of the book of Genesis for just a moment. And the man said, this is now bone of my bones and fleshes of my fleshes, literally from Hebrew. And she shall be called out of man, or Isha, because she was taken out of man. For this cause a man shall leave his mother and his father and his mother, and shall cleave to his wife, and they shall become one flesh. Now the serpent, now as I read this for you, I'm going to bring out the Hebrew tenses. Now your translations may not say what I'm going to translate it as, but this is what the Hebrew Bible says, and the Hebrew Bible is inspired of God. So I'm going to tell you what it says in the original language. Now the serpent became. The serpent wasn't crafty. He was not. God did not create anything evil. I want you to understand this. The serpent became crafty. He became rum. He became foxy. He became susceptible. He became deceitful. More than any other beast of the field. Now, if we have a king of the beast, this is it right here. This is this serpent, this Nahash. Nahash. Now the Nahash, the serpent, became more crafty and deceitful and murderous than any other beast of the field which God had, Lord God, Jehovah Elohim, had made. And he said to the woman, now Satan, through this serpent now, through this reptile, is going to visit the woman. Notice, he did not come to the man, but he came to the woman. And the woman is the apple of Adam's eye, or the love of his life. She's it. She's the only other human being that he has ever, the only person that he can talk to and look at, and it looks like him. A donkey doesn't look like Adam. A burro, a horse, an elephant, a giraffe, a tiger, a snake. None of these look like his counterpart. And then the serpent, actually the Satan, Lucifer, is saying this through the serpent. The serpent loaned his body to the spirit of Satan. Now Satan is going to speak through this animal. We got a preaching devil here, a preaching devil. The devil always preaches something wrong. Look at Islam. Look at Catholicism. Look at Jehovah's Witness doctrines. Look at the Mormon doctrines. The devil always preaches a different gospel and a different message. Indeed, has God said, surely has God said, all men has God said, you shall not eat from any tree of the garden. And the woman said to the Nahash, from the fruit of the trees of the garden we may continually eat, habitually eat. But from the fruit of the tree which is in the middle of the garden, God has said, you shall not eat from it or touch it, lest you die. It was not man's tree. This was the only thing in that garden that man couldn't touch. Now, many people say, well, she changed what it says. She said, you shall not touch. I think Adam related to her that she wasn't supposed to touch the tree. It wasn't theirs to touch. And the serpent said to the woman, you shall not surely die. You surely shall not die. You're not going to die. You don't know what death is. I hadn't seen anything die. They didn't know what death was. For God knows For God knows that in the day that you eat from it, your eyes shall be opened up, and you shall see like gods. You shall see like gods, knowing good and evil. Now, there was nothing that man and woman would not learn that they needed. God was going to teach them everything. They were not ignorant. Adam probably knew more than any human being that ever has lived since, because God showed him the stars of the heaven, all of the biological animals and all of the vegetation on the earth, and not one bit of it had a thorn on it or had anything noxious to any of the plants upon the earth. And God taught Adam a class in botany. He taught him a class in botany thoroughly, and in animals, biology, botany and biology. And when the woman saw that the tree, she looked at it, was good for food, and that it was a delight to the eyes, and that the tree was desirable to make one wise, she took from its fruit, and she kept on eating, and she kept on giving also to her husband with her, and he kept on eating. They just kept on eating. I think that the fruit they ate, I think the limbs they ate, I think the leaves they ate, I think this tree was delicious to them. Verse number 7. Then the eyes of both of them were opened up, and they knew that they had become naked. They knew that they had become evil. They knew that they had become deceitful. This is the same word, people, that the serpent had become. They had become naked. They had become evil. They had become thieves and liars and murderers. And now they sewed fig leaves together and made themselves loin coverings. This is actually breeches, drawers, underwear. And they heard the sound of the Lord God, Jehovah Elohim, walking in the garden of the cool of the day. And the man and his wife hid themselves from the presence of Jehovah God and among the trees of the garden, among the other trees of the garden. I think this other tree is not there now. It says in the imperfect tense, while consecutive imperfect, that they kept on eating. When did they stop? When it was gone. And Jehovah Elohim said to the man, "Where are you?" Now that is a term that we know that God is omniscient. We know that God is omnipresent. We know that God knew where Adam was, didn't he? He said, "Where are you? Where art thou, Adam?" And he said, "I heard the sound of you in the garden, and I became afraid, because I became naked, and I hid myself." It's not was, it's became in both places. And he said, "Who told you that you were evil and naked and wicked and deceitful? Who told you that?" This is the word. You have to translate it in every way. It means crooked. It means deceitful. It means a murderer, a thief, a liar, a cheat. Deceitful. "Have you eaten from the tree of which I commanded you not to eat?" The visitation. The first lady has a visitation. The first lady has a visitor. And the visitor is the author of all murder and evil and destruction. And she listened to him. And he said to him, "Who told you that you became naked? Have you eaten from the tree I commanded you not to eat?" And the man said, "The woman," blame shifting here, "the woman whom you gave to me to be with me. She gave from me and from the tree, and I ate it, and I kept on eating. Then Jehovah Elohim, the Lord God, said to the woman, what is this that you have done? And the woman said, the serpent deceived me, and I ate. V'nahashishiyani. And the serpent deceived me, and I ate. And the Lord God, Jehovah Elohim, said to the serpent, because you have done this, now the serpent loaned his body to Hillel, or Lucifer, or Satan. Because you have done this, cursed you are more than all the cattle, and more than every beast of the field, and on your belly you shall walk. And in dust you shall eat. You shall eat your food in dirt. All the days of your life, and this will go on even into the millennium. And I will put active hatred between you and the woman, and between your seed and her seed, between Satan shall have a son. Satan shall have a son. And some people aren't quite sure that he hasn't had several. Muhammad. Joseph Smith. At least by infusion. Charles Taze Russell. We see this. The author of hellish religions. Between your seed, the Antichrist, and her seed, Jesus Christ. And he shall bruise you on the head, give you a death-dealing blow. And you shall bruise him as to the heel. You will cripple him. He will have a crippling blow. Our Savior has scars that he will carry throughout eternity, as far as I can understand. The scars that he got from the cross of Calvary because of us. Now Galatians 4:4 says, for in the fullness of time God sent forth his Son, made of a woman, made under the law, that he might redeem those that were cursed under the law. And to the woman he said, I shall greatly multiply your pain in childbirth. And in pain you shall bring forth children. Yet your desire shall be for your husband. And he shall rule over you. And that woman has been fighting that ever since, right there. They don't like men ruling over them. Now this is the visitor here. We have Hagar had two visitations from God. We have Jacob that had visitations from God. We have Joseph that had visitations from God. And we have Eve that had a visitation from Satan. And then to Adam he said, because you have listened to the voice of your wife and have eaten from the tree about which I commanded you, saying you shall not eat from it, cursed is the ground because of you. We have constantly, I walk out across this, we don't have too many weeds up here, but I can walk across my yard out here and I will get stickers in me from cacti and from these Russian thistle tumbleweeds. Cursed is the ground because of you, and in toil you shall eat it. By the sweat of your nostrils you shall eat it, and all the days of your life. And thorns, and both thorns and thistles shall grow because of you. And you shall eat the plants of the field. By the sweat of your nostrils you shall eat bread. And you, until you turn to the ground. From the same elements you were taken, you are like dust, and to dust you shall return, or shall go. Now the man called his wife Hawa. Now this is really weird. Verse number 20 must refer to verse number 15. Because it says here that the seed of the woman shall be the redeemer. Now the man called his wife living. Because she was to become the mother of all the living. Of all the living, but every child she would bring forth would die, except for one that would come through as the seed of the woman, and that was Jesus Christ. And Jehovah Elohim made garments for the skin for the man, Adam and his wife, and clothed them, and this animal had to die. Marilyn, you raised little lambs, didn't you? You loved them.
Oh, I did.
You loved those little lambs, and they loved you, didn't they?
Yeah.
And many of them had their throats cut.
Yeah.
And died. They had little lambs, too. And they had little goats. They had cattle. And they watched their first animals die because of them. They watched the animals die. Then Jehovah said, Behold, the man has become like one of us, knowing good and evil, and now lest he stretch out his hand and take from the tree of life and eat and live forever in that fallen state. Who would want to live forever in that fallen state? This is an act of mercy. And therefore the Lord God, Jehovah Elohim, sent him out from the garden of Eden, from the throne room, the garden of delicacies, to cultivate from the ground from which he was taken, and he drove the man out at the east of the Garden of Eden, and he stationed cherubim. A cherubim is an angel, an order of angels with wings, and these angels had a flaming sword which turned in every direction to guard the way to the tree of life. Now, the rest of the story. They believed that their first child would be the child of all living, the one that would be the Savior. And they say, prove that. Let's look at it and let's prove it. And the man had sexual relationships with his wife, Hava. And she caught seed and gave birth to Cain. Cain means gotten. Cain means gotten. Say Cain, gotten. And she said, I have gotten a man. Et Jehovah. I've gotten a man child. Et Jehovah. Et means even Jehovah. The Savior is born. The Savior is born. Now we know the Savior would be born thousands of years later there in Bethlehem. But this man was not a Savior. But she thought her child would be the child of all living. The one that would give everybody eternal life. And again she gave birth to his brother Abel, probably twins. And Abel became a keeper of flocks. He became a shepherd, a cowboy. But Cain was a tiller of the ground. So it came about in the course of time that Cain brought an offering to the Lord of the fruit of the ground. He brought an offering to the Lord from the fruit of the ground. Now the ground was cursed, wasn't it? So he brought a cursed offering from a cursed ground. You don't offer vegetation when God designs an animal life. And Abel, on his part, also brought the firstlings of his flock and the fat portions, and the Lord had regard for Abel and his offering. In other words, the Lord smiled upon Abel and his offering. But as for Cain and for his offering, he had no regard. So Cain, his nose turned red, is what it literally says in Hebrew. His face turned red. His nose flamed out. And his countenance fell. And the Lord God, and now here is another visitation. Jehovah Elohim came to Cain. Jehovah himself tried to intercede here and try to talk Cain into doing the right thing. And the Lord God, Jehovah Elohim, said to Cain, Why are you angry? Why has your countenance fallen? If you cut straight, if you tithe, if you do right. Now, it takes a whole lot of vegetation to make a pound of animal fat, doesn't it, and animal flesh. Cain didn't tithe right. Cain did not want to take what it, and pay what it cost for a sacrifice. He could have bought a sacrifice. People were not eating animals at this time. Animals were for wool or for beasts of burden. If you cut straight, if you tithe correctly, will not your countenance be lifted up? And if you do not, well, if you do not cut straight, that's what literally what it says, sin is crouching and waiting for you like a lion or a serpent at the door. And its desire is for you, but you must overcome it. You must overcome your pride, Cain. You must overcome your arrogance, Cain. You must master it. And Cain told Abel, his brother. And it came about when they were in the field. Now Cain told what his brother? Told his brother that Jehovah God had visited him. And I'm sure Abel said, well, Cain, why don't you do the right thing? And Cain told Abel, his brother, and it came about that when they were in the field, that Cain rose up against Abel. By the way, the word Cain means gotten, but Abel means brief, like a vapor. And his brother slaughtered him like the sacrifice. He slaughtered him. He slashed and slashed and slaughtered. And the Lord God said to Cain, where is your brother Abel? He said, I do not know. He's lying. An omnipresent, omniscient God knows what happened here. I do not know. Am I my brother's keeper? That's an old story. Are we our brother's keeper? Yes, we are. And he said, what have you done? The voice of your brother's bloods, plural, dam is a word. Your blood, brother's bloods is crying to me from the ground. And now you are cursed from the ground, which has opened its mouth to receive your brother's blood from your hand. And when you cultivate the ground, it shall no longer yield its strength to you. You shall be a vagrant and a wanderer, a Hagar on the earth. And Cain said, the Lord, my punishment is too great to bear. I can't stand it. I can't take it. And God still gives him a chance. Now, what should have happened to Cain? God should have struck him dead, shouldn't he? We know later on, blood for blood, eye for eye, hand for hand, tooth for tooth. Behold, you have driven me this day from the face of the ground, and from the face I shall be hidden. From your face I shall be hidden, and I shall be a vagrant and a wanderer in the earth. And it will come about that whoever finds me shall want to slaughter me. One more chance. God is the God of the second chance, but this man didn't want it. Let's see what God did. So the Lord God said to him, therefore, whoever kills Cain, vengeance shall be taken on him sevenfold. And the Lord pointed an oath and a covenant. An oath. God put an oath and a covenant on Cain. Didn't deserve it at all. Lest anyone finding him should slay him. Then Cain went out from the presence of the Lord, and he settled a degenerate, godless society. He settled a degenerate, godless society. In the land of wandering, Nod, east of Eden. And Cain had relationship with his wife, and she conceived, and she gave birth to Enoch. Enoch means teacher. This man was going to teach some evil things to his people. Well, another Enoch. Enoch, the seventh from Adam. The one that was raptured. But this is a different Enoch here. He gave birth to Enoch. And he built a city. And he called the name of the city Enoch, after the name of his own son. Enoch. In rebellion to God. You know what the first cities were? Mm-hmm. What were they?
Jericho and what? Damascus.
Well, the oldest city in the world is Jericho. That we know about. It has got the oldest, what we might call, geological history of any other city. Another old city is Damascus, and another old city is Hebron, where Abraham was buried. He gave birth to Enoch, and he built a city. And he called the name of the city Teacher, after the name of his sons. And to Enoch was born Irad, and Irad became the father of Mehujael, and Mehujael became the father of Methuselah. Copycat of what's going on in the faith line. And Methuselah became the father of Lamech. And Lamech took for himself two wives, and the name of one was Adah, and the name of the other was Zillah. And Adah gave birth to Jabal, who was the father of those who dwell in tents and have livestock. And his brother's name was Jubal, and he was the father of those who play the lyre and the pipe. The lyre is like a guitar or a
harp,
like a harp.
Mm-hmm.
As for Zillah, he gave birth to Tubal-Cain. As for Zillah, she gave birth to Tubal-Cain, the forger of all implements of bronze and iron, and the sister of Tubal-Cain was Naamah. And Lamech said to his wives, Adah and Zillah, listen to my voice. You wives of Lamech, give heed to my speech. I have killed a man for wounding me. I'm a murderer, and I like it, and I'm proud of it. If Cain is avenged sevenfold, Lamech shall be avenged 70-fold. A degenerate, godless society. Visitations. Dreams. Hypnosis. Visions. Look what happened here. Look what happened. Satan is involved in visions too, isn't he? Is he? Is Satan involved with visitation? You better be real careful what you dream and what you see. And the visitation, just you think. People are seeking visions all the time. But the visions, most of the time, are from the other dark side. Do you know Jesus Christ is your Savior? Jesus Christ, in his pre-incarnate form, appeared to Adam. Jesus Christ, in his pre-incarnate form, appeared to Cain. Adam believed. Cain chose not to believe. And Cain's descendants they founded a degenerate, godless society. And boy, the world's full of it, isn't it? The world is full of a false religion founded by Lucifer. The world is full of sin, rape, and pillaging, and murder, and theft. Our Heavenly Father, we send this message out tonight that people may be enlightened by it, they may be warned by it, that they may be encouraged by it also. And Father, I pray if there's one lost out there that you'll convict them of sin and righteousness and judgment to come, that you'll watch over them in every way. And Father, build your people up in the Word. Help them to understand what you want for their lives. In Jesus' name I pray. And Father, please forgive me